This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have been, and I will be again, a contributor at Ammoland.com. And there are some contributors at Ammoland.com that I really enjoy whenever they put something up. None more than my next guest. He is the most plain-speaking person I know. He is one of the most dangerous people I've ever read about. He talks about things the way nobody's going to talk about him, and the things we're going to talk about today, you're not going to hear anywhere else. Joining me from DTI and Ammoland is John Farnham. Good evening, sir. We got him?
Yes, good evening. I'm here.
Okay. I didn't, you weren't turned up just yet. Live radio, John. This is the way it goes, man. It's a never-ending drama.
It's something I know little about, I'm afraid.
There you go. Let's talk about what you do know about. You are one of these people that gets out there, and when you write about things, most of the things that you write about, you just call it like it is.
Well, I certainly try to. I'm not sure I'm always right, but as Doug MacArthur once said, I try to do my duty as God has shown me the wisdom to do it.
Let's talk. Let's start. Let's start with. Did you hear the news as we were coming up about that kid that just shot up the school?
Yes, that was in Spokane, Washington. I know the details.
Okay. Now they seem to make in the news reports, and I know the news. I know people that read the news don't know anything about guns, but they make a whole lot of stuff out of the fact that he had boxes of ammo.
Yes.
To me, taking a bunch of ammo with me in boxes is a waste of my time. Unless I'm going to be laid to siege and I'm protecting against the zombies. But when you hear that kind of thing, do you just sort of like shake your head and say, well, these guys really don't know what they're talking about. And they're trying to sound like they know what they're talking about.
I think, you know, that's largely true. I wish they'd ask someone. Loose rounds makes no sense at all. If he had a number of fully charged magazines for whatever weapons he had, that would make sense. A pocket full of loose rounds or rounds in the boxes the manufacturer put them in are all but useless until they can be charged in a magazine. So, again, I hear reports like that, and like you, I kind of roll my eyes and we always hope that perhaps they'll get some details right, but they really do, and I don't think they care.
Well, I mean, when I look at Elliot Rogers in California, I read that he carried 41 loaded magazines, but he had 10 rounders because he was in California. But that was dangerous. What he had was dangerous.
Yes.
He had three handguns and 41 magazines. That was dangerous, but this having cases of ammo or boxes of ammo, that just makes me sort of just want to shake my head and just hope, you know, where's the Excedrin?
Well, me too. And again, that tells me very little. So at this point, I don't, I'm not prepared to comment on any of this because I don't know enough details.
Let's talk about the newest thing. Vehicular assault leading to stabbings or shootings or whatever the would-be martyrs are trying to push. Where that's are you surprised we haven't seen more of that here?
Yes, I am, and I don't think any of us are going to be surprised much longer. This idea of hijacking a truck or a car and then subsequently driving into a crowd of people and then getting out and attacking the people. Much like the and by several gunmen. This doesn't require a great deal of planning. It doesn't require a great deal of organization. It just requires several suicide-inclined Muslims, which there's no shortage of, to be recruited to do this kind of thing. And I think that's what makes these kind of attacks so easily exportable. You don't need knowledge of nuclear weapons, and you don't need to hijack an airplane or anything like that. It's much easier to do. It requires much less planning, much less sophistication. And as I say, it's easily exportable.
I'm looking to try to figure out what that's going to be. I guess the people that are going to be targeted for this kind of people are the mobile phone. And I hesitate to call them this, but the mobile phone morons, the ones that can't take their faces off of the screen, no matter what they're doing, whenever they're doing it. I mean, when I'm walking around, I'm looking for that.
Yes.
Because when somebody's bearing down on a crowd, all I got to do is what? Walk five steps to the right, pull my gun out, wait for him to come to a stop, and I can start, truncating his game plan.
Exactly. And this is, we've talked about this before, and this is one of the points that I try to make with my students and readers. Going armed is fine if that's what you want to do and you want to get some training. Of course, we all do, but I realize it's not for everyone. But everyone, with no exception, can pay attention, can keep their head up, can watch what's going on around them, particularly when you're in public. People who walk around with their head buried in a screen, in this day and age, that's pretty close to suicide. And I try to make sure my students understand this. You can't be out in public and not be paying attention to what's going on around you. And particularly when you go armed, I mean, that's your responsibility. If you're going to go armed and be clueless, that's incompatible.
I'm looking at different kinds of ammo because I'm also thinking about ammo that will go through a windshield and keep going in the general direction I was aiming it at. Do you have any recommendations for that?
Yeah, the way to go is Corban DPX. Now, the Corban was the one who first introduced this. It's an all-copper bullet, originally made by Barnes. It's not a copper jacket with a lead core. The problem with what's called a cup and core bullet is that the jacket and the core tend to separate when they go through a windshield. When you have a homogeneous bullet that's all copper, like the DPX, number one, there's nothing to separate because the bullet's homogeneous. And number two, it tends to maintain its path instead of being deflected. Now, there's several other manufacturers now that are making very similar stuff. The people at Corban are good friends, but they're certainly not the only good manufacturer of ammunition.
I haven't found any of that. I'm carrying polycasin scepters, ones that look like a drill bit.
Yes. The DPX round I mentioned is a hollow point round, and that's what I carry. And it's we've shot lots of stuff with it, not just gelatin. We've shot animals with it and all that. It has never failed to expand as advertised. Now we have a new concept. We have bullets with deep scallops in it. And these scallops are supposed to enhance tissue destruction. And it may be. But the jury is still out on that. I'm still not convinced there's anything to that. So as we get more and more actual shootings and we have actual data that we can rely on and not just speculation and not just shooting jello, then I may become convinced that's a good idea. Right now, I think the jury's still out, and I don't carry that stuff yet.
Well, I'm going to take that under advisement. John is a very prolific writer on Ammo Land. If you were to go to all contributors at the bottom of the page, you would see all of his little stuff. His website's going to be in the show notes on the podcast as well, if you want to go, because on his website, he also has the John Farnham quips, which I absolutely love.
Thank you.
But besides that, Mr. Farnham is a very deadly man, and he teaches his students to be quite deadly people, and that's all I've ever looked for in a tactical instructor. We'll be right back. My guest, John Farnham, this is Lock and Load.
Oh, it's so good, yeah. TWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Lock and Load. Joined this hour by John Farnham. You can find his website at defense-training.com, or you can find him at amaland.com. He's one of the most prolific authors there. Talks about stuff in terms most people don't want to go to. Consequently, he talks about it in a very economic way. Not, you're not one of those people to get out there and use like a bunch of $50 words, are you, when you can just cut straight to the chase. We still got John? John, if you're there, I'm not hearing you. How about now?
Yeah, I hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay.
You're not one of those people to get too ornate with your descriptors, are you?
There are surgeons who litigate arteries. There are others who merely tie them, and it seems to start bleeding just as well.
Yeah. When you go out and about, where do you draw the line where you say, okay, I'm okay to carry just my concealed carry weapon, or do you have a line where you draw at a certain distance or time away from the house where you say, well, I'm going to carry my concealed carry pistol and a pack and a bunch of stuff and a rifle and a this and a that, or do you just pretty much, are you just concealed carry most of the time? What is both your in close and your long range kit that you take out of?
This is something that we discuss often in our classes, and I liken going armed or carrying a pistol to wearing a seatbelt in a car. Either you wear it or you don't.
Right.
But don't insult my intelligence by insisting you can differentiate dangerous places from safe places in your life. We have an expression: when it's least expected, you're elected. In my family, I say, listen, when you get in the car, put the seatbelt on.
Right.
Yeah, we're just going, no, save your breath. Put your seatbelt on. The car is not moving inch one until your seatbelt is on. Just understand that. We're not going to argue about it. We're not going to discuss it. We're not going to write articles about it. We're just going to do it. Going armed is very similar. Either go armed or don't. But don't try to arbitrarily divide your life into safe and dangerous times. So that's the advice I give to people. There are things that affect that. When I fly commercially all the time. And of course, I am a police officer, but it's still difficult to fly armed. And I usually just have guns in my check baggage. So of course, when I'm on the airplane, I can't be armed. But with that exception, I don't go places that I can't be armed. As most operators, I don't go to sleazy bars and I don't go to political rallies and other places that are, I would consider, dangerous, and there's little benefit to being there. In fact, I'm a colossal bore, if the truth be known. But no matter where I go, I try to be armed.
Do you have, like, if you're going on a road trip?
Yes.
Do you carry enough stuff to where if the EMP pops, if anybody finds you, they're going to regret that?
Yes. Yes. In the on a road trip in a car, of course, we always carry pistols. But in addition to pistols, we have my M4 is very handy with a number of fully charged magazines, and I carry a few MREs a kind of a go bag that where I can make a fire if I have to, and I can. Get by for a while. We have, water and food and not for a month and a half, but at least for a few days. And, when I fly, I usually have my M4 with me also. So when I get to my destination, I've got my, in addition to my pistols, I've got my M4. And, that's my particular MO. And, I would not, recommend necessarily, a particular MO to anyone without a personal interview, but I can tell you that I'm able to do it comfortably, and I'm used to doing it, and it is certainly not difficult. It's just something you have to decide to do.
For the person that travels a lot on a plane, that is really what it comes down to, isn't his repetition, getting used to doing it, because it is a process, but it's not a impossible process.
Exactly, and look, the risk is going to attach to everything you do. I don't do business in New York City, for instance. Flying out of an airport in New York City and trying to get a gun in your check baggage is probably you'll probably end up on Riker Island. And there are several other cities that might fall into that category. Although, you know, I fly in and out of Baltimore all the time. I fly in and out of Philadelphia and Washington, D.C., and I've never had a problem. But I know New York City is going to be a problem. Probably Newark. Any place that the New York, New Jersey Port Authority police are involved, you're probably going to have a problem. So you just need to be aware of those things. Again, I just make it a habit not to go to those places, and so the problems don't arise.
Now, you train a lot of law enforcement, though, right?
Yes.
So when you go, I know you've trained in New Jersey. We've talked about you training in New Jersey
yes.
before. When you go to train in New Jersey, I'm presuming you take your stuff with you.
Oh, yeah. I have everything with me.
So there must be a way for certain people to do it, for law enforcement people to do it. So it's not impossible, but, you know, I'm not going to test that. I'm none of those things. I'm not going to.
Again, I'm not going to stand up here and suggest that someone do something that's not legal. The problem in this civilization is that it's almost impossible to know anymore what's legal and what isn't. And the whole thing is BS anyway, because we don't have a nation of laws anymore. We have a nation of agendas. And it's hard to know what agenda is being enforced in what particular area. And guns are one of these issues that it's all over the map. So, sure, I could end up having a problem someday. There are risks involved with having guns around. There are risks involved with not having guns around. You know, you don't get a risk-free life.
Nope. Those that look for it, probably most of the people that have risk-free life, haven't they already assumed room temperature?
Well, as Marcus Aurelius said in the movie Gladiator, death smiles upon all of us. All one can do is smile back.
Yeah. So we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to you about the Westgate Mall type attack. And
in Africa.
In Nairobi,
yes,
Kenya, and I want to get your view on that and what you think that might be a harbinger for here in the United States,
Hold that thought.
I want you to go into detail with that because, and that's all going to happen when we get back. John Farnham, you can find him at amoland.com. You can find him at defense-training.com. If you're lucky enough to take a class, I mean, I've never talked about doing that. I may have to try to do that just to say I've done it. That needs to be on my bucket list, John. We'll be right back. My guest is John Farnham. This is Lock and Load.
You've chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is John Farnham from Defensive Training International. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going. Now we're cooking with gas.
Okay.
I love live radio. In recent memory, we've seen what I refer to as the dismounted type attack. We saw Mumbai, India, which was sort of a roving attack, which was, they had a controller up there. They broke off into little two-man groups. And then
that
we had
required a good deal of planning.
Yeah. And then the Westgate Mall, Nairobi, Kenya attack.
Yes.
Where, but there's some contrast between the two, because at the Westgate Mall, you had concealed carriers that were there. You had concealed carriers that responded to it.
Yes.
And because the government took a long time to respond to it, but a lot of people went there, and the concealed carriers probably saved how many lives, you think? Hundreds?
Yeah, we'll never know. But they were certainly instrumental.
What do you think is the likelihood of one or the other of that type of an attack to happen here in the United States?
I think it's very likely, and, you know, I hate to say things like that, but I think it's very likely, given the success they've had. Once again, it doesn't require, as I said before, it's easily exportable. It doesn't require a lot of ingenious planning, nor special equipment. It just requires some suicidal Muslims, of which there are no shortage. So I'm concerned about schools, about shopping malls, about any place where a large number of people are confined to a small space. We have certainly not seen the last of it, nor have they seen the last of it in Europe.
Do you think what happened in France with the type of attack where we saw the Bataclan theater, where, what, 80-some-odd people got killed by that, in just in that one locale, was that a dry run to come this way?
One has to consider that. And that was very similar to the, remember, the Nordost shooting in Moscow.
Yes, sir.
Also involving a theater. I think the theaters were chosen because some upper crust people might be there. It might be a gathering place for foreign tourists. They're always a target. And it's very confining. And you can easily block all the doors and prevent escape and prevent exit. And they have a whole bunch of people in one place that are very difficult to rescue.
These guys, if there was somebody there to engage them, like I saw a video in, with the Paris attack, where one of the guys got right up on somebody outside of a bistro or a cafe, and he was going to try to shoot somebody just point blank, and his AK malfunctioned, and he couldn't get it to clear. These guys are not pistoleros, are they? They're not gun handlers. They're just armed in a place where they've got a bunch of sheep waiting around to be have their wool knocked clean off.
In the most cases, they're just hamburgers, and they are in the eyes of the people the next layer up completely expendable. And you'll notice in most of these attacks, there's no exit plan. It's a suicide mission. There's no plan for the perpetrators to escape. I think they're all pretty confident they're going to die, and they don't care.
Well, they've got, you know, they got the virgins waiting. 72 of them, too, man.
I guess so. I can't handle one. I don't know what they want 72 for. But.
Well, the thing is, I've never seen any guarantee that they're all of the same gender anyway. But now, when that happens, do you think it would be sort of the nightmare scenario is a pre-coordinated something like happened in Paris or happened in India?
Yes.
Where they start kicking things off and they're moving around every 5 minutes and the police... Which are going to try to respond. They're going to be headed one way, then they got it. Then they're going to get a call somewhere else, and then they're going to get a call somewhere else. And really, the salvation, depending on where it is going to be up to people like me and you, isn't it?
Ultimately, that's what it's come down to. You know, the FBI has a SWAT team, and I've seen them operate. They are wonderful. Absolutely the best in the world. But how long will it take them to get there? And every minute that goes by... It gets, resolving this successfully gets harder and harder. You have to remember, in a hostage drama like this, like all hostage dramas, it's not going to have a happy ending. It's just a question of how bad it's going to get. And so when you get caught up in this and you're armed, you're going to do what you have to do. When it's all over, don't expect anybody to say thank you. Don't expect the media to like you. Again, it won't have a happy ending. If you can get out of it alive, then God bless you. That's great. But it's going to be a mess no matter what happens.
Do you agree with that Purdue Institute of the Department of Homeland Defense or something, the estimate where they said that a undisrupted terrorist is going to kill somebody every 20 seconds?
Probably true. You know?
Yeah.
It's not even news anymore. If you look at these individual stabbings and car incidents around the world, unless a dozen people are murdered, it's not even news. But it's happening almost daily somewhere in the world.
I was stationed in Europe back in the 1980s, and one of my things on my bucket list was to go back to Bamberg, West Germany. Do you think we're going to lose Europe?
Oh, I think it's probably lost already. Right now, this is one reason that people aren't real optimistic right now. Putin is poised to invade at least Western Europe.
Right.
The Islamics have already invaded Western Europe. And Western Europeans may have a choice of either being enslaved by Muslims or enslaved by communists. By comparison, communism suddenly doesn't look so bad. At least communists aren't stuck in the 13th century. But that may be their choice right now.
I thought it was 7th century. Are you being a little modern with them? Are you giving them more credit than they're worth, John?
I probably am, yeah. So, you know, the And I think if Putin invaded Western Europe, a lot of the citizens would consider it a welcome change, because their own idiot leaders can't do anything about this and never will.
No.
Putin, his first order of business would be to throw out the Muslims. He'll boot them all out because he isn't even more useful than we do. You know, that might be what it takes, because they obviously can't save themselves.
Well, there's too many people look at Islam and think of them like they're the Baptists, when they don't see that. Islam is like communism and socialism and all the other isms, democracy.
And I'm probably going to get some unkind comments about this. Islam is not a religion.
No.
Islam is a brutal system of slavery masquerading as a religion.
Not with my audience. You're not going to get any unkind comments with my audience. No, not at all.
There's no doubt about it. If you look at the history of Europe, you know, they have been trying to invade Europe for the past 1,000 years, and with some success. Heroes in the past have thrown them out. Unfortunately, there's no heroes right now.
Yeah, now they're being invited in. And
these mealy-mouthed, you know, socialist leaders who couldn't find their ass with a search warrant. You know, who knows how this is going to play out, but I just don't see a lot to be optimistic about.
Yeah.
And we haven't even talked about North Korea yet.
No, we haven't talked about North Korea, but we're going to get to North Korea. We're going to try to squeeze North Korea and EMPs, which is North Korea, into the next segment, because I want to get your take on those as well, because I pretty much know what John's going to say to this. But if John says it, if Papa John says it versus me saying it, maybe everybody will take Papa John a little more seriously than they do me, and that's fine. That's why I went and got Mr.
Well,
Bond.
I can assure you I don't have a crystal ball.
There you go. Well, not a crystal ball, but we do, you know, history does predicate the future, so.
Yes, at least I have a pair of eyes.
Yes. My guest this hour is John Farnham. This is Lock and Load.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today. North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I guess this hour has been and continues to be John Farnham of DTI and AmmoLand.com. If you want to see some of the clearest, most economic thoughts out there, go look at everything he's ever written. Because if he writes something that's longer than 500 words, there's a lot of information in those 500 words. A lot of information in those.
Thank you.
North Korea. It's the North Koreans and the South Koreans. I mean, back in the, you know, when I was in the military, they just couldn't wait to get at each other. And do you ever do any training with the ROKs?
When I was on active duty, we worked with ROKs. I have not done any of that in the private sector. Most of my training is with non-military. I do some military training with Marines, our Marines, and I've done some work with the Army folks also, but I have not done anything with the ROKs lately. But they enjoy a very good reputation and well-deserved.
I'm not really worried about what happens in Korea because I think the ROKs would take care of that. I think China might get involved and take care of some of that, too, from the other side because they don't want them to decimate one of their biggest debtors in us. so they're probably going to help us out with that a little bit. But they may decide to...
everything.
Yeah, they may decide to turn out some lights. So in the event that that does happen, it's going to be the very simple machines and the people that have had a little bit of foresight who are going to persevere.
Yes. Yes. Wow. During World War II, of course, the Korean Peninsula was Japanese territory, and at the end of the war, it was divided in North and South. And the grandfather of the current premier of North Korea was in charge. We're in the third generation now. And they've been a hermit kingdom ever since, and of course we had the Korean War when Sigmund Rhee from South, the prince and educated premier of South Korea, begged the UN to get involved, and the rest, of course, is in his history. But this is one problem when you don't finish wars, and that's been something we have had a problem with We didn't finish the war. We just kind of fought it to a standstill, and now all that does is assure the next war will erupt. We've seen this happen over and over again in history.
Do you think it'll come to an EMP attack?
I think some kind of armed conflict at this point is inevitable. I don't think there's any doubt. Beyond that, what form it will take is hard to know. I've heard a lot about EMP. Whether they have such a capability or not, we don't know. They've surely been testing a lot of missiles lately, and I think they intended to test one last weekend, but apparently they didn't get. They missed the deadline.
Yeah, they've also had one sort of detonate on takeoff too.
Yeah,
so.
And it's one of these trial and error sort of things. But I have to believe they have competent technology, and if they don't have a functional ICBM right now, I mean, it's just a matter of time before they will. And we know they have a functional nuclear device because they've detonated them, and combining those two shouldn't be a lot of effort. And, you know, whether they look at that, if they launch something like that, would that be suicide to their nation? I'm not sure they know or even care. I think their leader is nutty as a fruitcake. And the problem with people like that is you don't know what they're going to do.
Well, they're going to do whatever their ego commands them to do. And then they're going to, when the time comes and their people are suffering, they're probably going to do like Hitler and smoke a pistol or something in that last moment.
I think, the half the nation is starving to death now. The people are suffering now. They have suffered for the last, 70 years. It's been a terrible, terrible regime. Right now, the current leader just seems to be intent on bringing this to a head. And as you say, even the Chinese are worried at this point.
Yeah.
So whether or not they can put any pressure on them, I don't know. You know, we've had all these sanctions for years. Now we have, more sanctions, and that doesn't seem to have any effect on them.
Let's give them some more. In the event that they did something like that, to me, like where I live in the upstate of South Carolina, where you're at, Fort Collins, Colorado.
Yes.
These areas that are not these large metropolitan areas, they are going to be able to weather that fairly well, wouldn't you think?
Boy, it's so speculative at this point. I certainly not an expert on all this, but what I can say from the people I talk with is we don't really know what's going to happen.
Right.
There's a lot of what would happen and the consequences down two and three layers that we are really unpredictable at this point. I think I could say it will be absolute chaos, and it will change our world in ways we can't even imagine forever. When the next above ground nuke goes off, it will change our world. It'll turn our world upside down, and we will never return to anything like we have now.
Yeah, that's my fear too. But I mean, one of the things I've thought about. I always say that if you want to experience true hardship and one of those scenarios, just try going without electricity.
Oh boy!
And if you can figure out how to cope without electricity, that's going to take you a long way in and of itself. But there's a lot more to it than that. There's a lot more details to things than, I can cope without electricity. I don't need those interweb things. I don't even like my phone. There's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah.
A lot more to
it. That's all big talk. But the fact is, even what our grandfathers did, half the skills they had have been lost.
Oh, no, they don't exist even
today. We would have to learn all over again.
Yeah.
If I had to hitch up a horse to a wagon, I couldn't begin to tell you how to do it.
Well, I mean, I've talked to certain people about
how we're going to do so wonderful. But the fact is, we are so dependent on our civilization for any kind of lifestyle. As they say, it's hard to imagine how this is going to change things.
I'm just trying to find some local maps so I can have some maps because. I've tried to talk to some local schools here. Why don't you guys teach a little map reading? And they just look at me sort of blank.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, hey, do you know how to shoot a reverse azimuth? They'd be like,
Yeah.
But, I mean, having a map and knowing how to read a map would go a long way.
Yeah, and what happens when all the GPS doesn't work?
Yeah, well, hey. My point exactly. So,
and we become so dependent on. Look how dependent we are on batteries, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
If you suddenly couldn't get batteries, half our lives would fall apart. We are so dependent on this technology we've created that, as I say, it's difficult to imagine how an event like you articulated is going to affect not just nation but all of Western civilization. It's hard to even begin to imagine what would happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we don't find out. On the other side, I have no desire. Even when I was in the military, I mean, I was in during the Cold War.
Yeah.
When we thought the Soviet Union was actually something, and we would train and have all those payday talks and everything, get all our bloodthirst up, but then, in a sober moment, we'd be like, sure do you wish we don't have that happening.
Yeah, so, thank you.
I'd kind of like to be watching a football game this weekend. I don't want to be at war. So,
as Ulysses Grant once said, I've known many brave men who talk big talk when the enemy is far away.
Yeah.
When the enemy is close, all that bravado quickly fades away.
It gets very quiet prior to the hostilities kicking off. Very quiet indeed. So, outstanding. I got to tell you, I was shocked that most of the time you're on the road, aren't you? I mean, most of the time you're training somebody. So I'm very pleased to have gotten you. I'm not going to wait this long next time because I enjoy these times when you come on the show way too much to wait again that long. You can find John Farnham, and you can find him. You'll find all of his information, his website, and everything else in the show notes of the podcast, if that's where you're going to listen to it later tonight. On the other hand, if you are listening right now, his website is defense-training.com, or you can find his stuff at amoland.com under John Farnham. He's in all contributors. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Andy.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I hope I said a few things that might be useful to people.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.